Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Big D Show. I'm Frank.
And I'm Chrissy.
As always, right?
Yeah. That is always who we are.
One day we should, like, say, hey, this is George, and your name should be Celeste.
Celeste. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
That's
okay.
What we're going to do. We're going to mess with people. Tonight's episode is 2.10. It's a very special Veterans Day Wednesday episode.
This is
2.10.
I thought last week was 2.10.
And you got confused
because you thought it was 2.1.
No, last week was 2.9. This is 2.10, and we were talking about next episode.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to the world we live in.
So we got to the tens.
We got to the tens, yeah. So it all makes sense. Next episode will make sense because it'll be 2.11, which
it makes sense already.
It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, before we even get started, we want to say thank you to all the veterans. How do you pronounce that word? Veteran. That's a fun word to say.
Yeah, I mean, it does have that other E in it. So
veteran.
Veterans.
Veterans. All the veterans out there, thank you for serving. Thank you for your service. Family. My family was Navy, so, you know, for whatever it's worth, all you Navy men or seamen out there, thank you, and Marines and everybody else. Tonight's episode, we've got two sponsors tonight.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Tonight's episode is brought to you by, first, the new Amazon pilot called Patriot, not The Patriot, but just Patriot. If you have Amazon Prime, you can check it out for free. It features my co-star from Little Giants, one Mr. Marcus Toji.
Yeah.
So check that out. I watched it, and I'll give a full breakdown on that one a little later. But so check that out on Amazon Prime. The other sponsor we have tonight is from our alumni association, San Diego
yep.
State alumni.
San Diego State.
What? So that was part of the reason we weren't here yesterday.
That was the reason we weren't here yesterday.
I mean, part of it was that was the reason.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
That's where we were. We were at an SDSU alumni event.
Yeah, man. And it was great. It was great to meet some alumni from years past. We even had an alumni that was brand new, like just graduated in 14.
Yeah.
So
even though this is the Real Big D Show, there are apparently thousands of SDSU alumni in Dallas. So it is a growing population, and if you're interested in an awesome college and an awesome time, you should check out San Diego State.
Yep, and if you happen to be a San Diego State alumni, hit us up at The Real Big D Show. We have a contact thing. I've got therealbigdshow@gmail.com. Hit us up. We'll get you in contact with the right people so that you can be part of this. We will be attending most, if not all, the events for the Alumni Association. So right on. So. All right, so let's get right into it. I kind of previewed this yesterday during the day. We were going to talk a little bit about Ben Carson. Then there was the debate last night. Did you get any information on the debate, Christy?
I did not.
All right. Well, the debate was probably some white people talking and then one black guy talking up on the stage, right?
Yep.
Sounds
about right.
That's pretty much
yep.
what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But Ben Carson made the news last week or this week, one of the two, or a little bit of both, actually. And Christy, you had a little bit of insight on what was going on there. I only read it briefly, and then I got into a whole other article, which we'll get into afterward. But what was the big headline that came out?
Well, he said a lot of things. He said the pyramids were made to store grain, and he said that he received a full scholarship to West Point, but actually he didn't apply to West Point.
So you're saying he's a big, fat liar?
Kind of, yeah. He also said that he tried to stab his friend, but when the media went to go try to corroborate that story and talk to people from his past, they were all like, nah, he was cool. He didn't stab people.
The only people he stabbed is, like, in surgery, probably. Like, he got those Siamese twins pretty good.
Yeah, but it's weird when you're like, no, guys, really, I stabbed somebody. Like,
yeah. But he, I mean, Maybe he thinks in his head. Like, there comes a point where you lie so much, it just becomes part of your memory.
Yeah,
so, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I still contest that I'm 32, and you think that I'm, like, 50, so.
You're not 32.
Oh, 31. I don't even know how old I am.
See, you lie so much.
I lie so much. I don't even know what's going on, man. No, but, so, this kind of goes to a theory I've got that geniuses, because I think if you're a neurosurgeon, you're probably pretty smart, right?
I don't know. I read this article that was actually telling people to stop saying that Ben Carson is smart, and that just because you're a neurosurgeon doesn't mean you're smart. It means you're very technically skilled at something.
He could be a mechanic is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, you do something enough times, you get really good at it. And
I don't think
you obviously,
so.
I mean, you've got to have a lot of really important, high-value skills, hand-eye coordination, and things like that. But
let's say you
got to
be pretty smart.
It doesn't make you smart in everything.
No, but nobody's smart in everything except for me.
Oh, yeah?
I know everything about everything.
All right.
Ask me a question right now. The answer's cookies. There you go. I read your mind.
You're psychic is what you're saying.
One of the two, yes. Really smart or psychic. I'm not sure which one.
Got it.
So, but okay. So you're reading this article that people need to stop calling him smart. But honestly, he's a neurosurgeon. Like that, you got to be pretty smart. Like maybe just book smart, but smart.
He's not even book smart. Like he thinks that the pyramids were storing grain.
Okay, so this brings me back to my point was, I think that people that have some sort of genius to them also have some sort of crazy to them. Like, you know, like you think of every artist or musician or playwright or anybody that was like seen as a genius or ahead of their time, they end up killing themselves or doing something really stupid, or they're just like certifiably insane. Unless for some reason, like those, what's the Stephen Hawking guy? Those guys all seem
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Those guys all seem to get like Bell's palsy or whatever. What's his disease? Cerebral palsy.
I don't know. Is that what he has?
I don't know.
We didn't watch the movie.
We didn't watch the movie at all. No, but I mean, I think that there's something like a little nutty about them. So,
yeah.
You know, and so that kind of gets me to my point where I was reading an article because I'm not really interested in words. I'm more interested in pictures. And the most reputable news source in England is the Daily Mail. And I am saying that somewhat sarcastically. But the fun thing about them is they don't write a whole lot in their articles. They just add a whole bunch of pictures and then like little headlines and blurbs. So you don't have to think a whole lot because as smart as I am, don't like to read words a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much work.
Yeah.
So anyway, he did a spread with all of the or a spread from his house with like different pictures and stuff like that. And one of the pictures that I posted up on our Instagram page was Ben Carson. It's a painting of Ben Carson in the foreground, so the front of the picture, and behind him, like grabbing his shoulder, is none other than Mr. Jesus Christ.
Mr. Jesus Christ?
Yes, Mr. Well, I mean, we're assuming that he's a mister.
He is God. I saw that picture on our Instagram. It's weird.
It is.
Very weird.
So
yeah.
Let me ask you this, Christy. If you were going to put up a picture of yourself in a non-ironic caricature way, where it was a painting, who would be standing behind you?
Dave
Matthews would be standing behind you?
Yeah.
That's not any less creepy than Jesus.
Well, I mean,
it's got a slightly more high rapey vibe.
Who would you pick? Who would you pick?
I don't know. Someone less like possible to like hit me in the back of the head with something, like Mickey Mouse or somebody would be behind me because it would be.
That seems pretty weird, also.
Yeah, I guess. Is there any?
Like, it's gonna be weird no matter what.
Is there any picture where somebody's standing behind you that is not weird? Like this person is just hovering behind you, like I am going to eat you. So Jesus is holding Ben Carson's shoulder, like give me your soul.
Yeah.
So, but he also had a marble. I didn't post this up, but he had a marble. I guess I don't know. It wasn't
like
a statue, but it was.
It was it wasn't a plaque. It was something like engraved into
his marble wall,
right?
Yeah. And it was from Proverbs, and it was some quote from Proverbs, which is the Bible, right?
Oh, the Bible.
The Bible, yeah. But he misspelled Proverbs.
Yep, it was Proverbs.
Proverbs! So,
wouldn't you check that before the guy actually engraved it on your wall? Seems like the smart thing to do.
Do they write them? Like, do they stencil it out before? I would guess they would stencil it out before they would chisel it
probably
in.
Probably.
Right? And why would you get it corrected before somebody took a picture of it?
Yeah.
Like, that's stupid.
Maybe he never noticed until now because he's not very smart.
Okay. Well, that's Christie's editorial. Ben Carson, potential president of the United States.
No.
Not very smart.
He's not a potential president of the United States.
Hey.
That's never going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen?
No.
So you think you would put money on it right now if it was Ben Carson, Hillary? Hillary's going to win 100%.
Well, yes, obviously. But I also don't even think that Ben Carson would get the nomination.
So having read nothing about the debate and knowing nothing about what happened, who is going to win the nomination for the Republican Party? At this point, which is too early to tell still. I still think that we need to stop talking about the damn election because it's too early.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I'm saying. It's too early. I think Donald Trump and Ben Carson are going to fade out, and it's probably going to be Jeb Bush or Chris Christie left at the end. Even though they don't really have any legs right now, they're not jokers, you know?
Gotcha.
They're actually people in politics.
Yeah, so you think the politicians are going to be the one that actually end up pulling this out?
That's what I think, yeah, yep.
So Mary, our producer, just hit me up and told me that, I guess she's talking about Stephen Hawking with ALS.
Oh, that's what he asked.
Is ALS Lou Gehrig's disease, or was she?
Yeah, that's the same thing, yeah.
Are we sure about that? Because
I'm
sure it's not like muscular. No, not that those are the same. But Stephen Hawking, isn't that muscular dystrophy or something like that?
I don't know what Stephen Hawking has. We just established that earlier.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Mary. ALS, just sidetracking. The whole show's gone now. Now, speaking of Mary, Mary works at a wonderful establishment that, this is my segue. Awesome segue, by the way. Mary works in an establishment called Starbucks. Have you ever heard of that place?
I have not. What do they sell?
They sell coffee and pastries.
Oh.
There's two stories that came out of Starbucks recently. The first one is not the one that most people think we're going to talk about. But Starbucks in DFW, because we have to keep it Dallas-centric, has a couple of stores. And guess what they're going to be doing?
Closing.
No, they're not closing.
Oh.
They're doing something even better than closing, Christy.
What?
They're doing Starbucks at night, which means they will be serving beer and wine in their location. So there's actually a handful of places. There's only like three places that actually have it, but there's a handful of places that have already applied for their alcohol licenses. I don't know if they do this in other states or not, but it's pretty cool to have a Starbucks, you know, like, hey, man, I just need to get the edge off today and coffee ain't going to do it. Can I have?
But I mean, in that case, you could just go to a bar. You know, there are other places that sell
drinks. But where is the hipster with the long beard going to drink? Is he going to go to a bar or is he going to go to Starbucks? Like, he can get his, like, mocha latte, frappuccino.
Yeah, is it going to be, like, coffee-based alcohols only?
No, I think.
Or alcohol in coffee?
I
think that should be their gimmick.
Coffee-based alcohol?
Yeah.
Alcohol
and coffee.
I wonder if they're going to, apparently it's just beer and wine right now, but there could be like Kahlua. I mean, they're missing out on the liquor aspect of this, I think.
Yeah.
Because that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be at night. I bet like most people would probably get a shot in their coffee on the way to work.
Bam.
You know?
They do. It's a double shot of espresso, Christy. Do you know any of the Starbucks like weird names like Half Calf or
no? I don't know anything.
I don't
drink coffee.
Last time I was in a Starbucks, man, this lady ordered something, and I swear to God, like all they did was just pour coffee into a cup and give it to her. But she rattled off like a 13 sentence order that was one cup of coffee. So
yeah, it's probably all the same.
People need to chill the hell out with that stuff. So, but the other thing that's in the news and controversial about one company called Starbucks is this year they are going sans without snowflakes and Christmas stuff and being accused of killing Christmas or attacking Christmas. What's your take on that?
I mean, the cups are still red.
Yeah.
They're still so different.
So is a red Solo cup. Maybe they're just prepping people for the beer and wine.
Oh,
so they're like,
yeah,
you know what, we're rolling this out next year. Here's your red Solo cup with a Starbucks logo on it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why people are so up in arms about it. I mean, I understand it because people are crazy, but but like, it wasn't like it had a cross on it or religious symbols to begin with. If I remember correctly, it was snowman and like snowflakes,
which are nice. They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I like snowflakes and snowmen.
Yeah, but is it gonna make you feel like they're attacking Christmas or there's a war on Christmas just because of that?
Nah. It does get you in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, so does red.
And, yeah. As you can still get your what do they do at Christmas like they do for fall with their pumpkin spice? Is everything like peppermint spice around Christmas?
Yeah,
you know?
I bet you it
can
is.
You still get that inside of your cup. So it'll be Christmas inside your cup instead of outside your cup. Maybe that's what they're going for.
Well, Mary is very active on this messaging thing. She probably
knows a lot about this working at Starbucks.
Yeah, well, apparently, and I did actually have a quote about that. Trump is saying he's going to boycott.
Yeah.
Boycott Starbucks. Oh, sorry. Got to stall, guys, because the kid is going crazy. But so Donald Trump decided he didn't like this thing, and there is a war on Christmas that Starbucks has decided to instill. I'm trying to find the quote here, but basically he said, like, yeah, whenever I'm president, we're going to be saying Merry Christmas a lot, like a lot.
It's going to be Christmas every day.
Every day it will be Christmas, and we will say the Pledge of Allegiance with Jesus in it, basically. And so that's a direct quote from Donald Trump that I made up. So, so Trump is against the Starbucks thing, and it's kind of a mess right now with people being overly and honestly, it's been like a back and forth. So you have the people who are like, Starbucks is attacking Christmas, and then you have the other people who are like, you guys are idiots and Jesus is stupid. And it's like, God, just shut up. Everybody just shut up and drink some coffee. Like, if everyone, like, I think that's Starbucks' idea. Just everybody start drinking coffee.
Everybody shut up and drink coffee. That's their new slogan.
That should be, you're welcome, Starbucks. You pay millions of dollars to a marketing firm, and I just gave it to you for free. Everybody shut up and drink coffee. So, but that's that. So that's Starbucks. On to Saturn news.
Saturn?
Sadder.
Oh, like, okay.
The saddest news possible.
Saddest news possible? What's that?
The saddest news possible is the pathetic nature of our football team.
Oh, yeah. They suck. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
That's about all you got?
Season's over. No need to watch it anymore.
Not really. It's not over.
It's pretty over. Pretty over.
Your buddy Greg Hardy said it's not over. And they're he's gonna fight. Yeah. He's gonna fight and he's gonna hit as many women as it takes to get to the Super Bowl. That's what he said.
He's just going to beat all of the other teams to death until the Cowboys just have to go to the Super Bowl by default because everybody else is dead.
That would be pretty cool. That would be worth getting like a 10-game suspension. What did you get suspended from the NFL for? I killed everybody so my team could go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're 2-6. We're like 3 games back from the Giants right now. I guess kind of 2 because they haven't had their bye week. But we would have to win out. The Giants would still have to lose a number of games, and we are not going to win out because we suck.
So
a lot.
You being the biggest Tony Romo supporter ever,
you don't think he
could win out?
No.
All right.
I think that's our only problem is that Tony Romo's gone. He's going to come back and it's just magically all going to be fixed.
I think so. Just like his collarbone's just going to magically, like they sprinkle some fairy dust
He's
on.
He's probably going to come back for like a quarter of the Miami game and then get hurt again. And then we just lose every game.
Yeah, that would be like the worst exclamation point to a season. Like, this season started with Michael Irvin
but
saying,
hey, maybe we'll get the number one pick in the draft. Is there anybody good coming? Who knows?
People who watch college football know. Speaking of college football, no, just kidding. No, we don't watch college football, so we don't know anything about those people.
Yeah, but season's over. Don't bother watching the Cowboys anymore. Sure. And on Sundays, instead, you should watch FC Dallas. I wish that I had watched the FC Dallas game this Sunday instead of the Cowboys-Eagles game, because FC Dallas beat the Seattle Sounders this past Sunday to make it into the Western Conference Finals. So basically, we're in the semifinals of the MLS playoffs. The game on Sunday, I watched the highlights, not the live thing, because I was watching the stupid Cowboys. But it seemed very, very exciting. We scored in the 86th minute to take the lead. Then Seattle scored in the 90th minute, which is the end of the game, basically. You have a few minutes of extra time added on, stoppage time. We scored again, which basically tied up the series. And it went into penalty kicks, which are like my favorite. They're my favorite thing in sports. I think they're the most exciting thing in sports.
Those are the
penalty
most
kicks.
Even though, like, most times they make it, though.
Yeah. Usually they do, but that's what makes it so exciting, is that, like, when the goalie saves it, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, I
when somebody just, like, totally misses it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big supporter of soccer in all of its facets. Obviously, FC Dallas is our local team, and we need to support them, and they're doing really well, so.
Yeah, so this Sunday, they play Portland in the first leg of this Western Conference Finals.
What does the first leg mean? Does that mean
so
they're going to run around with one leg on?
Two-game series. Basically, we play in
Portland
first, I believe, this Sunday. And then Portland will come here and play the next Sunday. And then between the two games, whoever has scored the most goals goes through.
So do they get both legs to play with?
They get to use both their legs. Okay. Yeah, they do not
both
have
times.
One tied behind their back. Yeah, that's not how soccer works.
How would you tie? Yeah. I mean, what would be looking like tie behind your butt, really? Because, I mean, unless you have some really long legs or something, or really flexible in your hip, it wouldn't really be behind your back.
Yeah, I guess not. That's a good point.
And that's
yeah.
that's how I became a physician, because I know how legs work.
Uh-huh.
See,
yeah.
I could be a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
You just cut the body in half. Like, I would just take it. You know, like, if I was a neurosurgeon taking two Siamese twins apart, I would just get, like, a really big, like, you know those paper cutters that, like, slice
oh,
bark?
Yeah, and just, like,
just
chop.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
just, you know, sort out the organs or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, that,
like, that
probably would have worked. Maybe that's how he did it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Probably not.
You should have asked him that time that we saw him.
Yeah, we actually didn't meet him, but he gave a speech, and
yeah.
you were inspired by Ben Carson.
I was, yeah. He has a good made-up life story.
Well, usually the made-up one is much better than reality. But yeah, so back to FC Dallas, even though everyone already tuned out as soon as we started talking about soccer. Like,
yeah, well, we already finished talking about that. Basically, watch them in the Western Conference Finals.
But
and let's hope that we go to the championship.
We also have another team that's in a very exciting sport that's doing well, and it's not basketball, unfortunately. But we've got the Stars playing right
yeah.
now, too, and they're doing really well.
Stars are off to their best record in franchise history. We are 12-4 right now.
Boom. So, basically, the sports where Americans don't play, we have a bunch of Canadians playing hockey and a bunch of Hispanic European folks playing soccer, that's what we're good at.
Yeah.
We're good at taking talent from other places and playing their sport.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Give me America's pastime, and we lose to the damn Canadians. That's
yep.
baseball. And then, like, people from Philadelphia, they beat us. We lost the – and I don't think anyone would really say that anyone from Philly is a human being, right? So they're definitely not real Americans, even though the Declaration of Independence was signed there. So, but, yeah, so bottom line is there's a lot of other things to do in Dallas other than watch the Cowboys, and you should probably do them.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you watching SMU football would probably be more interesting at this point.
Is this what I think it is right here?
What is that? I don't know. Let's play it.
Well, you know, you go out there and you give 110% and you want to play good, and, you know, you hope you play good. I think we played pretty good tonight.
Uh, That's not.
It's not what I thought it was.
What do you think? What are you looking for?
I wanted. I love women's basketball.
Oh no,
where
I could.
Go?
No, I couldn't cut. No, we didn't. I never got that.
You never got it?
No, I couldn't cut it because it's hard to. That was a very hard cut. Sorry.
Well, we have a women's basketball team in Dallas now. Apparently, really in Arlington. Everything's in Arlington.
Is your goal to lose every listener that we have?
It's just an interesting fact.
So
I didn't know that we had a WNBA team until the other day. Saw an article about it.
Nobody that plays for the WNBA team knows that there's a WNBA team.
Yeah.
They're still trying to figure out what the hell WNBA stands for. So, I mean, not. It's pretty boring. Like the few times I've watched a few seconds of WNBA stuff, which is highlight stuff, obviously, I never really watched it. Even the highlights are boring. Like they can't even like. Berman couldn't make a highlight from a WNBA game exciting. It'd be like, and she went up for another layup. Because there's only two people who can dunk. So if you're not watching those games, there's no dunks at all.
I've really never seen any of it. So,
well,
I don't know.
That's you got to watch Juana Man.
Juana Man.
That was a movie all where right. like an NBA star gets kicked out of the league. And then he decides to play for the WNBA, which was pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
It was an awful movie, actually.
You know what's an even better basketball movie?
What?
Space Jam.
Space Jam? Yeah, that's like your favorite movie. Of
great movie.
Like, Christy will...
It's probably the best children's sports movie that has ever been made.
Oh, my God. I had, like, the anger of Greg Hardy just
it's
was channeled.
So much better than, like any kid's... Football movies, just I mean, why'd they even make those? Like,
if we were periscoping or this was on some sort of visual medium right now, people would see the rage in my face right now. You cannot talk poorly about The One Little Giants, which
yeah.
is free on Amazon Prime right now, by the way, and please watch it because I got a pretty solid residual check.
Yeah,
for the
you
first
should
time.
Go. You should go on Amazon Prime and watch Little Giants. Just so we make some money, but then you should watch Space Jam for pleasure.
What is this we thing? You just, I don't think you understand. There's no we in this.
Well, we're married, so your money is my money. And my money is my money.
Yeah.
All money is my money. That's how marriage works.
And that is Christy's way of thinking with marriage.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, to be fair, I married someone smarter and prettier and wonderful and you.
Aww.
And you just use me for my money and my connections in
yep.
the film industry.
I use you for those $150 residual checks.
Boom. I'm a very important person, Christy. I don't think you understand that. So, well, guys, if you logged into the Blog Talk Radio site, you probably noticed that I tacked on an extra 15 minutes to the show. That was just so that we could maybe give a little more back since we weren't on last night. So we don't actually have 16 minutes left. We've done 30 minutes almost right now. So,
yeah.
But it looks like we're going to probably cut it at 30 minutes again. Do you have anything? Mary just said Air Bud's better than Space Jam's.
Oh, Air Bud. That's another one that's better than Little Giants. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to give you, listeners of the Real Big D Show, I really want to give you back the 15 minutes that you're losing from the 45 minutes I was going to promise you guys. But I'm going to have to go for a walk and diffuse the Greg Hardy bomb that's going on in my stomach and soul right now because she is talking about. Okay, for the record, I'm not going to hit my wife tonight, so let's be clear that she will never get hit as long as we're married by me. She may get hit by, you know, Greg Hardy, who just, he's like a bulldozer. He just tries to find people to hit. So,
yep.
But me, she's perfectly safe. But you insult the little giants. It's not just little giants. It's got the like the University of Miami, like they're like the U or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the little giants. It's up to another level. And by the way, I still never got my Academy Award nomination on that one, which I really think is disappointing.
That is. It's a shame. It's a travesty.
What's Travis? Travis Barker?
It's a Travis Barker.
He's a drummer, right? I don't even know. Well, guys, that's the show on this very special Wednesday edition. We want to thank all of our veterans once again. veterans. I still can't pronounce that word. What do you? How do you say it?
Veterans.
Veterans. Thank Maybe. You to all the veterans out there who served and helped us put on this shenanigan of a radio show. So thank you for that. We want to thank Mary for the commentation stuff. Commentary.
Commentation.
Oh my Lord. This okay. We want to throw out another shout out for Amazon Prime pilot Patriots. And then of course our own San Diego State Alumni Association. Thank you guys so much for the party last night. It was awesome.
Yeah.
For those who hosted, won't throw out your names because didn't get permission for that, but thank you for that. And anybody that's an Aztec out there that wants to connect with a fellow alum here in DFW, please get in contact with us. We'll get you to the appropriate people. Chrissy, you got anything left?
We will see you next time.
All right.
On our normal day and time.
Yeah, we're going back to Tuesday next week. So otherwise, everybody, stay cool and peace. We out of here.